morning. Some I haven't seen yet. Hi, Andrew. Let's sing number 309. Count your blessings. It's good to reflect upon the good things that God has done for us. Number 309 in our hardcover book, obviously.
Prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We have so much more to be thankful for than to ever complain about. We shouldn't complain anyway. But, you know, you have to nurture that attitude. And you have to occupy yourself with the good things that God has done in your life. Amen. Especially when you go through trial. It's so easy to look at the negative, what you don't have, what God isn't doing, the prayer that isn't being answered. And we lose sight of all that God has been doing for us. I heard the story of a man who the Lord didn't answer his prayer the way he felt it should have been answered, and he was rather discouraged. And he told the preacher, he said, "I'm not coming back to church anymore. You know, I've tried this Christianity, and it doesn't work. And God's disappointed me." And so the pastor was very wise. He said, "Well," he said, "I'm not going to force you or try to change your mind. That's between you and God." He said, "But, you know, it would be only the right thing to do that before you walk away from the Lord, well, give him notice. If you leave a job, you have to give 2 weeks' notice. So go home and talk to the Lord. Tell him, you know, just what you told me." And so he went home and he got into his room and he got down on his knees and he said, "Lord, I'm not going back to church anymore. You know, you didn't answer my prayer." But then he began to think of some things. He said, "But, you know, before I go, it's only right to thank you that when I was bound by some of these evil habits and I first came to you, Lord, what a change you made in my life at that time. And it's only right that before I go, I thank you, you know, for the deliverance that you gave me. And then I think of the family you gave me and the lovely wife and children and how you provided for us when I was out of work. We prayed and you just got me the right job at the right time. And we've been able to pay all our bills. And when my son was sick and we didn't know what to do, and how the people in church prayed and we prayed and you raised him up." And, you know, he just went down the list like that. And by the time he was done, he was praising God and just thrilled with the goodness of God. And he realized he had so much more to be thankful for than to complain about. And he was the first one in church next Sunday, sitting right in front. And he had a testimony. He wanted to be the first to testify about the blessings of God in his life. Yeah. We don't want to lose sight of that. Praise God. And when we go through trials, we want to, especially, that's the time to go down the list. Go back as far as you need to go. And begin to think of the good things that God has done for you. How faithful he's been. His loving kindness. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done. For thy love, thy tender care, for your word and answered prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Lord, we do want to thank you for all that you've done. We know that you've done more for us than we can comprehend. Yes. And you are doing more for us than we can comprehend. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your natural blessings, Lord. More so, we thank you for the things you're doing in our heart, the things that are eternal. Yes. But Lord, we just know that it all comes from you. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. And we just praise you because it all comes from you, every good thing in our life. Oh, we thank you for the vessels that you use, people that are willing to let God bless us and make them a blessing. But Lord, you're behind it all. And so we thank you first and foremost. Lord, we pray that you'll open our eyes today and help us to see, Lord, more clearly your faithfulness and goodness in each of our lives, Lord, and let it encourage us to keep believing Jesus, praising him and loving him more. We ask it all in your precious name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing number 44. This is my story and song, praising my Savior all the day long. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord. Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, we love you. All we need, we find in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, praise the Lord. So, some people sing, count your blessings, name them ton by ton. But you miss a lot. You miss a lot when you do that. One by one is better. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
I'm thankful for the abiding presence of His Holy Spirit. He never leaves us or forsakes us. You count on Him. Come to Him at all times, in all situations. He needs them. That chorus, constantly abide, Jesus is mine.
What He did for us the other evening, how near He came. And I marvel, I know I've said this before, but I marvel at it any time, how Jesus comes to us. And I thank Him for that.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Savior.
The tempter's power is broken.
In the cottage, those boys and girls. Let's register our faith again for today. Today is the day the Lord has made. He's given us a new day, and He wants to work in each heart this day. Praise God. Let someone lead out in prayer. Let God put it upon your heart. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Bless
Lord, we thank you for each hero that you have brought here. We know that it's by your divine appointment that each girl and each boy in the future is here by your appointment. We know that, Lord, and we believe that. We pray for Lily and her group tonight especially, that this object lesson will hit home. Open their hearts, Lord. Give them the courage to speak up, perhaps. And give them an open heart to receive what is in that object lesson. And come to all the girls, Lord. We thank you for the counselors that you have provided, how they love you and how they love the girls. And we pray that as this period comes to an end in these last days, that you will do a work that will last. Finish the work that
yes,
you have
Lord, finish
done.
What we have had.
We unite in prayer for them.
Yes.
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's sing number 37 in our hymn book. I believe that's My Wonderful Lord.
Praise God.
Number 37.
Jesus is so near to us this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, let's open up to him.
My
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sitting in his presence, the sunshine of his face, while with adoring wonder his blessings I retrace. It seems as if eternal days are far too short to sound his praise. Oh, the love that godly people I know spend much time in God's presence. And Andrew's caught on to something there, hasn't he? Oh, the more time I spend with Jesus, the more like him I become. The better I can hear his voice, more clearly I can see him. Hallelujah. As he said, thank God that we can do that at Pilgrim Camp. And to me, it's just a wonderful thing that God awakens young people to that. Not everybody. I see some young people come to camp and all their time is about their friends and about the lake and just having a good time. And there's nothing wrong with any of those things. But I like to encourage them. When you have some time off, give some of that time to Jesus. Get alone in the prayer room and just wait on him.
You know, when you go back home, the fun will be left behind. The friends you might not see for some time, maybe not for another year. But what God has done in your heart, that's what's going to be with you. Praise God. And so I'm glad for that. Amen.